over the top, fantastic, unbelievable. I feel like a better person.
He cured me from cancer. He gave me my life back.
Direct from the United States of America, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you the greatest single force for positive life change in America, Dr. Leonard Caldwell.
Hello, champions. Here's your Dr. Caldwell Opinion Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Leonard Caldwell, better known as Dr. C. I'm the thorn in the eye of the New World Order. With me is a brand new friend of mine. He is a brother in arms. He has balls like a rodeo bull, and he doesn't know fear. He's a colleague of mine. He has a fantastic show. His website is thewinnieeastwoodshow.com, winnieeastwoodshow.com. He's going to give you all the contact information later, but this guy doesn't know fear, so he is a brother of mine. Vinny, thank you so much for being on the Dr. Caldwell Opinion Radio Show.
Oh, Dr. Caldwell, it's just such a pleasure and an honor and various other nice adjectives to be here, bro.
Hey, brother, where are you hiding? Where you are in New Zealand, or where are you?
Well, I'm currently broadcasting from an abandoned Masonic lodge in the fluoridated pseudo-death camp of Auckland, New Zealand, in the Agenda 21 paradise.
Yeah, it sounds very, very yummy to me. And so, Vinny, how in the world did you come up to really make such a provocative radio show? Your website, everything is kind of like, reminds me a lot of me and just what I do in the cancer world. That's what you do in just really infecting people with the truth. How in the world did this all start? How did you come up with that?
Mostly just getting abused and traumatized and realizing that the abuse and trauma was because of the fact that society was brainwashed to believe a certain subset of beliefs that simply weren't true. And because I was only slightly smarter than all of those other people, I managed to figure out eventually, after being shown a number of times by a number of people and watching 160 documentaries in a span of 6 months, having a radically changed worldview about everything and recognizing that all the people that I'd ever felt were educated or in a position of authority and respect or were ever there to help or make society go in a better direction were there to do the exact opposite.
So basically your huge success and your website and everything you are is the result of post-traumatic stress syndrome?
Pretty much. As Bruce Willis said, it's not a choice, it's a lack of options. When you can't go to a job interview because you have a panic attack beforehand, that's kind of a little signal that your body's telling you, hey, you know, you kind of have to expose New World Order, bro. I know you're going to be really poor and struggling and stressed the entire time and working 14-hour days in exchange for not knowing where your next meal is coming from or how you're going to pay next week's rent, but you don't have panic attacks every day, okay? All right, so it's a coping strategy.
At least you don't have to fight obesity.
Well, I'm not exactly slim. However, I found that stress is just the big killer, right? And children don't appear very stressed unless they're in really nasty, stressful environments. And I saw an advertisement one time on New Zealand television advertising the New Zealand Comedy Festival, which is going on right now. Said that the child laughs on average 300 times a day, and an adult only laughs on average about maybe 5 times a day. And that struck a chord with me because I was looking after autistic children a little bit there, and I'd always had a really bad sense of humor. It was Bill Hicks who inspired me, the real great comedian, to a large degree. And I figured that this was what the truth movement was missing, is the... It only occurred to me yesterday after watching a video about the philosophy of Bill Murray. It's called The Sly Man. Now, I only just learned this yesterday, so if I miss up the explanation, you'll have to forgive me. But the Sly Man approach to life is basically looking at everything as though it's a joke. You're in the middle of a really serious situation, and you crack a really ironic juxtaposition of a joke. It's exactly the same kind of comedy that Bill Murray has in all of his movies, right? When they're going up to bust their first Ghost in Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And what does he say? He says, we're carrying an accelerated nuclear warhead on our back. You know, that's going to be fine. You know, and the shorthand for this, as somebody who's involved in exposing the New World Order, is, you know, why are you everybody so upset? Why is everybody so angry? Why is everybody so afraid? I mean, there's only just a bunch of ruthless reptilian scumbaggery, shape-shifting alien scum that have been ruling the Earth since ancient times, that have implanted themselves into human hosts and bloodlines that have been transported down the entirety of history and are now in control of virtually every form of authority that is known to man. And they're planning on enslaving and subsequently exterminating everybody by poisoning them and brainwashing them in a subsequent fashion. All right, so what are you worried about? You know, things aren't that bad.
I mean, if you say it that way, I mean, you summarized the entire 6 million years now in basically 30 seconds, so everybody can easily understand what's going on and what to do with our future, if we have a future. But the thing is, Vinny, it is just really, there's still, I cannot really, maybe you can help me understand that. Do you understand why there are still 80% of the entire population of the world thinks we are complete loonies and idiots and we're wearing tin heads and we are just crazy?
Yeah.
You have any explanation?
Yeah, because 19% of the world got woken up recently, because it used to be 99% of the people that thought we were tinfoil hat wearing crazy loon people who were talking about all sorts of crap that wasn't really going on. But David Icke told me something very important. He says, you can't unhear something. Doesn't matter how they deny it. Doesn't matter that they won't accept what you're telling them, even though it's the truth. What matters is that you actually say it to them, because only then will they never be able to unhear it, and only then will the seed be planted. It's just a question of whether or not it will sprout.
And it is a form of repetition too, Vinny. It's like you saying it, I'm saying it, David is saying it, Jeff Renz is saying it, friends of ours are saying it. And it is really for all of us. We have been, when we started, the only ones. We've been the lonely callers out there, and everybody thought we are completely crazy. We had to fight an adversity that most people don't even know exists. And that's just by saying the truth. But what we know today, that our adversaries were paid for, and that the bad websites, the bad comments, the bad posts were done by groups that are paid from the New World Order. And so now it makes all more sense that we had such an adversity to fight. Vinny, how long are you in this fight now?
This is my 8th year's full-time activism and 5 years full-time talk radio.
Wow. Guys, to ask a big favor. Vinny is somebody that is just really running it on a shoestring, and he literally needs your money. I want you to please, please, please donate to him. You guys know I have never said this before in all these years, and I need you to support Vinny and help him. And how do they send the money? How do they get the money to you, Vinny?
You can go to the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, as in go ahead, make my news. And you can, if you happen to be a New Zealander listening to this broadcast and you like having your own local independent media that isn't actually part of the false left-right paradigm, as is all the other alternative media in this country, bar a few blogs and activists that I personally try to help and bring on the radio show regularly, but go to the VinnyEastwoodShow.com and go to that PayPal button there. Now, what I want people to do, I need 40 people to sign up for $2.50 a month, or $2.50 a week, rather. There's a little PayPal button there with a drop-down bar, and you can click that and start up those regular, really tiny, almost unnoticeable automatic payments. Now, one of my listeners, I recently did a big call for donations because my cat was sick and we had a $1,000 vet bill, and now my wife got sick and she had to go in for surgery. She had to get her gallbladder taken out for the next 3 weeks. She can't even lift anything over 5 kilos, and she does professional gardening for a living, you know, and that's, I don't know how we're going to pay the rent and everything. So what I really wanted to do was raise a heck of a lot of really standard, just passive income, right? Everybody gives a little bit to me, and I've always been working. Even when I'm on holiday, I'm still working. It doesn't really matter. The things that I talk about are of a high quality. They're not of a subjective nature. I'm not talking about things from just my perspective. I'm talking about bringing lots of different perspectives to the table. That's why people donate regularly, because they like supporting somebody who gives others a chance to have their say without interrupting them every couple of minutes, without having an ad break interrupt them every other couple of minutes, you know, that kind of thing.
Vinny, thanks so much for all you do anyway, and drop me an email where I can send you the money I'm going to pay your rent for this month. The thing is, success is always a result of effective team play. And if we don't stick all together, and if we don't support people like Vinny, who kind of like runs his show really on, I don't really know how he's running his show, but he's not afraid, and he's getting the truth out, and he's getting the news out, and you guys need to support him, because he's one of us. And we need to keep the last one standing going, so you need to keep Vinny going. The main thing is... Vinny, in the next, we're heading for the first break, and it's 5 minutes, and then we have only a 5 minute segment, and then we have a long one of 13 minutes where we can really talk about more issues. But after the break, Vinny, I want you to really give us 5 minutes on what you learned about the New World Order, mainly from the great guests you had, maybe from the fantastic people that you are dealing with, and, I really want you to get this out so that we have kind of like the essence of 5 minutes of what you learned from your great guests and from your work for all these years now, and maybe from your own thoughts, but kind of like an essential thing so that even the ones that have never even heard of the New World Order kind of like get an idea of what's going on and what these people are and who we are fighting, who we're trying to inform against. And guys, please stay with me. That's a Dr. Colver Opinion Radio Show. My guest is Vinny Eastwood, and Eastwood is the name. And we are back in 5 minutes. See you with the Dr. Colver Opinion Radio Show. It is just my opinion, but I may be right. With me is, you guys know all my friends are crazy, but he's by far one of the craziest. He is really high up there. And his name is Vinny Eastwood. And I really need you to go to his website, the Vinny EastwoodShow.com, and to look at what this guy is doing, and it's worth listening, and it's worth supporting him, so keep him alive. So, Vinny, what did you learn from all the great guests you had?
Well, the answer is that everything I know is wrong. And the more that I keep listening, the more I keep learning how wrong I was. Right,
we are definitely all on the same boat there, Vinny.
Now, because I'm young, I still have impatience. I still have exuberance, right? And maybe because I'm also a little bit narcissistic, I'm also kind of arrogant with a sense of entitlement, right? So what this does for me is it allows me to think not entirely dissimilarly from the people who actually truly run society, bar all the really, really nasty stuff like not having empathy or not caring. So if you want to understand how the New World Order works, first thing you really need to understand is just psychopaths, right? They have no empathy. And when you have psychopaths that create a company, business, or indeed a government structure, then the morality or lack of morality of the psychopath becomes the moral structure of the organization they create. So when one truly looks at this fact, it becomes obvious why the parameters of the system shows no empathy for the damage it does to humankind, because the system was created by the mind of a psychopath. Right? Now,
makes a lot of sense all of a sudden.
Okay, I do that. Now, what was it? I think it was somebody else on this network, actually, that I was on. Frack, I forget his name now. I said Frank because that's a really dirty word, because it makes the water filthy. How you distract people from this is keeping them in a chain, right? So if they're in various forms of bondage, there's various ways that they could escape each individual particular form of bondage, but they'd never be able to really truly escape them all. So not only is the world run and set up by psychopaths, but the people who aren't psychopaths have a whole lot of things on their back that prevent them from becoming successful in a psychopath-controlled world. For example, they're instilled with honesty. Now, if anybody's ever dealt with a police officer, you know that honesty's not your friend! Because they will use everything you say, what? Against you. That's right. That's the world of the psychopath, where being honest and being upfront and being clear with your intentions and not trying to deceive people and that kind of thing will be used against you. Do you understand? Now, suddenly, does school suddenly start making a little bit more sense? When you are born, you go into a mind control institution that was set up and run by psychopaths. It's called school. Right? How do you know it's a mind control institution? Well, they'll use mind control practices on you. What are mind control practices, you ask? Well, I'm glad you freaking asked, because you often wonder a lot about whether or not you're under mind control, don't you? No? Well, then you're probably under a form of mind control currently. So, have you ever been in a group of people with very little individuality, making you stick out from the group and being valued for your own individualistic skills? Or are you instead judged on a carte blanche kind of basis? Yeah, form of mind control, de-individuation itself. Sorry. Have you ever had a central authority figure that has kind of total control over you and your life while you're in that particular mind control institution? You got a teacher, got a principal, got cops, something like that? You're in a mind control institution. What does the word government mean? Govern, meaning control. Mente, coming from the Latin, meaning mind. So it's mind control. If you're in a government school, you're in a mind control school. If you're in a government hospital, you're in a mind control hospital. Right? Really? And you'll see it everywhere you go. People are running a program. They're not thinking for themselves because they have not been taught to think. They have been taught critical thinking, which in the vernacular of Vinny means you're very critical of people who can still think despite being educated. Now, education, and this is the main principle of this, cosmic irony. Everything that you think is the opposite of what you think it is, and it's always in a very funny kind of ironic way, basically. And if it's not funny and ironic, it's generally just some kind of BS. You know, you're sitting there going, what? What is he? What? Was he talking about creating jobs, saving the economy? This guy's nuts.
Yeah, that's a real problem with you. There is something not really right with you, and we are heading for the next break, my dear friend. And then we have a 30-minute segment, and then I'm going to put you on the spot, and I want you to save the world. So I want you to tell us what we can do and what we should do, and stay with me. With me is Vinny. This is a Dr. Cole Opinion radio show. It is just my opinion, but I may be right. With me is a brand new friend of mine, a colleague with a very great website, radio show. Somebody is not afraid to tell it how he sees it. And he is by far the craziest people, one of the craziest people out there. So it is always fun listening to him and supporting him. His name, of course, is Vinny Eastwood, and his website is Vinny Eastwood Show. Vinny, I put you on the spot now. I know Donald Trump has to save the world, but he cannot really do it alone. So I want you to tell us how we can be saved, what we can do. What is your idea that this world can be saved, or do we just open a big dumpster and just jump all in?
First of all, throw the word we right out the window, because there's no we in saving the world. It's all me. You know, how do I save the world? What are my skills? How did I grow up? What are my different experiences? What are my different subsets? What are the subjects that I personally am particularly interested in? And what do I want to be? Who are my heroes? Then you'll start to realize that you can save the world. And saving the world's really easy. You only have to change it a little bit every day. Now, that sounds really hard. You know, changing the whole world a little bit every day? Yeah. there was a study that was conducted that said that if a person smiled at another person, that person would on average pass that smile on to seven people. And another study that's conducted that said that when you get smiled at randomly by a stranger, you suddenly have an elevation in your positivity, and also the incidence of positive things in your life start going up just because somebody smiled at you. So just smiling at somebody changes the world a little bit in a fractal manner. So whenever somebody comes at you and says, oh, what did your protest accomplish? What did that video accomplish? What did doing that radio show accomplish? What did curing 30,000 people of cancer accomplish? You know, just, you didn't make the world stop, but you did change it, okay? And it's not your responsibility to unscrew the entire planet, because you weren't the one that screwed it completely up in the first place by yourself, were you? No, you simply participated in screwing it up. So now you just need to participate in making it better and in your own way. You were born original. Do not die a copy.
Well, that's very, very, very fundamental. And this reminds me of the old joke, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And you're absolutely right. We need to do whatever we can do. Everybody needs to do whatever he or she can do in their own lives, and doing it step by step. Most people are just overwhelmed by the mountain of dirt we have to clean up. And it just really should start, as you rightfully say it, with ourselves and one by one. And what are we going to really fight for or fight against, or what's the enemy? What's the enemy doing? What are the things we have to focus on to whether understand, well, recognize, to fight?
A simpler way of saying that is, how many ways is the New World Order screwing you? And the answer is infinite ways. So the next logical question is, how can I screw the New World Order? And the answer is also infinite ways. Has anybody given you a handbook, ladies and gentlemen, of how to be a truther, how to be effective, how to be an activist? You know, no, because it doesn't matter what information you've been given. Information and knowledge is absolutely useless, I've found, unless it is applied. We got so many truthers on the internet now that are not applying the things that they have learned. They learn that statism is slavery. So instead of trying to dismantle that slavery, they go around attacking people who are trying to vote and say that you're trying to enslave me. You're trying to enslave myself. You know, you're a slave scum. That kind of thing. You hold a pin on your fellow man because you think you know something they don't, when just 5 minutes ago you didn't know it either. Stop getting on a high horse about things. Stop taking yourself too frickin' seriously. Okay? You can't take what other people say about you personally either. And this is the more important thing. It's the people like Dr. Leonard Caldwell who've actually done things that have mattered, that have paved the way for the youngins like me, right? We're all... I find it's like if you look at time, let's say the last 70 years, and you look at the first people who started coming out about the New World Order and writing books about it and things of that nature, trying to expose it back then, you know, in the 40s and 50s. People like G. Edward Griffin, Jordan Maxwell coming out, and you see that there's this leapfrogging that happens through time. Because that one person dedicated a large portion of their life to writing these books, giving these lectures, interviewing and being interviewed, etc., etc., and helping X amount of people, each and every single time they have done that, it has created a singular ripple throughout the course of history that has affected maybe one individual, maybe two, maybe three. And those one or two or three individuals that got so inspired by what they saw, they didn't just take the information on board, but they actually ran with it, and it changed them. Okay, so me as a talk radio show host, the best compliment you can give me is to say, Vinny, you inspired me to stop listening to your radio show and start doing my own. All right? Take some responsibility and make it your own. The worst thing that people can do is ask for help. You know, it's like I get so many people coming up to me and just saying, "Vinny, I need help with this, to start that, or whatever." No, you don't need help to start it. You can start it by yourself. You'll certainly need help to continue it. You'll certainly need help to finish it. But are people going to turn up and help you before you've even done anything? No, they're not, are you? Because they are not sure that you will do what you say you will. They're not sure that you can even do what you think you can. You need to prove that to yourself as well first before you start going around telling everybody how to live their lives, because you don't know how to live yours. You don't even know yourself yet. And you will not be effective against the New World Order unless you know yourself. If you don't know who you are, if you don't know what you're supposed to be, you will be led down infinite garden paths. You'll be distracted by infinite rabbit holes that never end, and you will be rendered inert. That's part of the agenda of the New World Order, is to make those people who wake up to the fact that there is an agenda to the New World Order be rendered inert by it.
You know, Vinny, I just found the title for your book. And the title is The Wisdom of a Crazy Guy. And
I take it as a compliment. Because if somebody were to call me sane.
I really mean that.
No. I mean, I wanted to say this before, but I forgot to say it. If somebody were to call me sane in a society like this, I'd be freaking insulted.
That's exactly what I mean, Vinny, because then you would be one of them. If they think you are normal, that's kind of like the worst insult that somebody can get you. And I was just thinking about when you were speaking how much we are alike in certain ways when I was on a stage of life where you are right now. And let me ask you on purpose this question, because it will help a lot of people. When you doubt yourself, if you ever doubt yourself, I mean, I don't really think you will ever doubt yourself, but if you hypothetically would doubt yourself, how do you get yourself out of it again?
Usually I will, I'm a narcissist, right? So that means I like to play the victim. Whenever I'm feeling down on myself, whenever I'm feeling depressed, you'll see me making all these posts on Facebook going, poor me, I'm so broke, I'm so this, that, or the other, life is too hard, etc. And then all of a sudden, a huge amount of donations come in within about 24 hours or so, and a whole bunch of people express their support and their caring and their thanks, and all of a sudden, all that self-doubt, all that self-pity, all that misery, all that depression, all that rendering me inert is dispelled. It's gone instantly. Okay. We're self-drive engines, human beings, but we're also social creatures. And if you are alone, and in this fight against the New World Order, a lot of times you will be alone because you need to work on stuff. And if you are alone and you're not feeling good, get out of that lonely zone. And get out around some people that you like, who like you, who are friendly, preferably where there's some sort of mutual respect and understanding there. And they'll often give you little tidbits of advice, you know. Like, I think maybe one of the worst times I was feeling is when I called Catherine Smith. Now, she's the editor of the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine. She's married to John Eisen, who edits Uncensored magazine, the two best alternative magazines in the country, bar none, because they're the only ones. And just like I'm the only alternative radio show, pretty much, and the only alternative YouTube channel, pretty much, you know. So we're great friends and colleagues. So I call up Kath this one time, and she goes, "Well, Vinny, don't take yourself too seriously, and don't take what people say about you personally." And I thought I understood what she meant at the time, because it's quite profound, right? But it was only until about 18 months later that the penny really dropped about what that meant, about don't not not taking what other people have to say about you personally, not taking yourself too seriously. It's about the conveying of ideas and whether or not people take those ideas instead. If you say to somebody that white bread is made with bleach and it's poisonous for you, don't eat it, and they say F off, you feel bad about yourself. But if you don't take yourself too seriously, you don't actually have an emotional need for them to accept your information willy-nilly, right? And it was the emotional attachment that I had to whether or not people were convinced by what I was telling them, even though it was the truth, was the only problem I actually had.
The only problem is the truth, because we are the problem for the New World Order, because we are talking about the truth and they cannot exist within the truth. They only can exist like the Wizard of Oz in their illusion and delusion and their brainwashing. We're heading for the last break, Vinny. We have 5 minutes after that, 6 minutes after that break. And I'm going to come back to you, and I want you to really tell us what your future is going to be and what your plans are. Please stay with us. This is Dr. C with the Dr. Coldwell Opinion Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Leonard Coldwell, and it is just my opinion, but I may be right. I was just listening to the advertisement was running, and another crazy friend of mine, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Die guy, Don't Lie guy, he is just another one that really changed the world 30 years ago. But with me is Vinny Eastwood from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. And he is one of the smartest guys I have met in a very long time. He is one of the nicest and caring people, even if he acts like he doesn't. And this is why it's really important that you support him. On the other end, I don't forget it, Vinny, please. You have Amy's email address. Please email her the info, because I'm going to pay your rent this month. And I don't want that to get forgotten. So just send this info to Amy. But what I really want to know is now, what are your plans for the future? We have about five and a half minutes. What are your plans for the future? How can people reach you? Something else than the website? And what are you going to do with the rest of your eternity?
Well, I'm not going to pay any of that money back that you're going to give me. I'm going to pay it forward instead, you see. That's how it works. You self-sacrifice for the greater good, and the universe rewards you if you're doing the right thing. If you're not doing the right thing, you usually fall on your ass, you become broke, etc. And if you keep trusting the wrong people, they'll keep getting you further into debt, and your situation will just keep getting worse. And I think what's really going to be happening... we're going to be doing some new stuff. Right, so let me break it down. We've got a new green screen in the studio that we've just done some interviews with. I have a second computer beside me now, so I can get my assistant in here. Got an upgraded hard drive for that. We are going to be doing a lot of different and interesting interviews over the next couple of weeks. Got Robert Stanley talking about archons and reptilian mind parasites on the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. That's two nights a week on the Mondays and Tuesdays, 9 till 11 Central, 10 till midnight Eastern Time. Now, also David Duke next week as well, and we're fully booked up for the whole month as it is. Now, questioning whether or not to continue with this process of really heavily editing the interviews so that they are really, really sharp and crisp and all of that kind of stuff, because I did a David Icke interview, Expanding Your Consciousness with David Icke. You can check that out on my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, or just search Vinny Eastwood, Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. And for anybody who's wanting to make one-off donations, go to email the PayPal email is GuerrillaMedia77@gmail.com. That's GuerrillaMedia77@gmail.com. That's Guerrilla like a soldier, one R and one L, GuerrillaMedia77@gmail.com for that one. Now, I'm going to be working on a documentary, a whole bunch of new videos coming out, plenty of radio interviews, as well as, obviously, every single day I'm helping out local activists and journalists in New Zealand expose the truth about what's going on down under, as well as talking around, with wonderful people like yourself around the world about real issues and talking about them for extended periods of time and really, really getting to flesh them out and have a great conversation and a whole bunch of fun, because just because we're being exterminated and enslaved by ruthless criminal sociopaths doesn't mean we can't make it fun. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed?
Yeah, Vinny, you're absolutely right. This, first of all, give your love to my love to your wife. Tell her I don't have a gallbladder either, so I know what she's going through.
And, you should have seen the size of her gallstone, bro. It was huge. It's like an eyeball.
See, she just had one. I can show off. I had 168. So, yeah, I tell you, was an emergency surgery. It was kind of like minutes before bursting, but. The main thing is, Vinny, keep the way you are, brother. And yeah, they're going to hit you. And when you finally get the success you deserve, they're going to really, really hit you hard. So even if you think about doubting yourself, just stop thinking about it and just believe in yourself. I have met a lot of people in my life. You're one of the great ones. You're a really, really good person. You're very, very smart. You're going to make a change. You're going to change a lot. You will not stay there where you are right now. It will all change dramatically in a very short amount of time for you. And you're going to have huge success. And write a book. It's important. Sell it as an ebook. You make a lot of money with that. And it would be worth reading. If you have anything out, please contact me so that I can advertise it for you. And we have you back on and advertise whatever you want. We're at the end of the show. That was the Dr. Koval Opinion Radio Show. My guest was the crazy, the smart, lovable Vinny Eastwood from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. That was Dr. C. Bye-bye.